You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Be super careful, don't be a super spreader. That's the message from health experts from the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine and the Rural Doctors Association of Australia. Dr. Adam Coltzer emphasises three very simple words. Be super careful.
But we just want people to go easy. Just be really careful and not forget the important messages of social distancing. Yes, you can travel that bit further away from home. Yes, you can travel out into some regional and rural areas, but be careful when you get there. The government's been cautious with taking the handbrake off for a reason. Each Australian has to do the same sort of thing.
They are warning Australians to take extra precaution in a bid to keep rural Australia COVID safe. Dr. Coltzer says the virus can spread at a much faster rate in small communities compared to the major cities.
So it's a much closer quarters. So the numbers statistically for spread in rural communities are much higher. Because of that likelihood that someone you've come into contact with has come into direct contact, so therefore, the potential for spread in smaller rural communities is much higher than in large populations within the city.
Experts are urging visitors to be educated, considerate and respectful to locals. Regional communities have suffered a series of blows from drought, fire and now coronavirus. Deputy Chair of Australian Regional Tourism, Donna Foster, says the impact of the health crisis has hit tourism hard.
COVID just came in and for a lot of our businesses was the last slam dunk, you know, final blow. Maybe we need to educate our visitors when they're coming.
Businesses in rural communities rely heavily on tourist spending. Cindy Poulos runs a small business in the country town of Moree in northern New South Wales. Her family business is a mobile coffee cart called the Deluxe Cafe, which they've operated since 2008. It is a mobile version of the original Deluxe Cafe and Milk Bar, which was operated by husband Billy's parents, Manuel and Gypsy, in the 1940s until 1970. Ms. Poulos hopes when visitors travel to Moree again, they are respectful and considerate of the health guidelines.
So we can't do online business, obviously. So we need people actually come to town, physically come to our town to visit and spend the money. But of course, I want them respect. Because we are in small community, we are doing very well because everyone keeps social distancing, wash hands, stay home. They don't go out, not necessary, you know what I mean? Just go out for a reason. But we want, if someone coming in town to start visiting, I know all the residents will start worry. We welcome all the people coming back to visit Moree because it's important for the economy. And also, we can avoid to have that outbreak in small town.
Dr. Coltzer says communities have sorely missed the tourist dollars.
We really do want people to visit rural communities and spend some money. But it's really important that they're careful with their travel, with their hygiene, and with their social distancing.
Health professionals say country hospitals in small communities or townships can treat coronavirus patients, but not too many of them. Dr. John Hall is the president of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia, and he says a coronavirus cluster or breakout in a small town could be catastrophic.
We have been concerned since the start of the pandemic about the capacity of rural hospitals to deal with larger numbers of sick COVID-19 patients, but we still need to be really vigilant. Rural hospitals at the moment have got just enough capacity to deal with the general sort of range of illnesses that come through. If an individual country hospital had three or four cases of seriously unwell COVID patients, it would become overwhelmed very quickly, which would then mean that the retrieval system could be overwhelmed as well.
As a result, says Dr. Coltzer, doctors and nurses in country hospitals are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
Health professionals are on really high alert. And in areas where there isn't any COVID, they're possibly even on higher alert. We know our patients really well in a small rural community, and so we are really looking out for those people visiting town.
Australia. So see you soon then, yeah?
That's Kylie Minogue from a Tourism Australia campaign launched at the beginning of the year called Holiday Here This Year. The campaign was brought to a sudden halt when Australia's state borders closed just a couple of months ago. This weekend, Tourism Australia is launching a new campaign called Live from Oz. Managing Director of Tourism Australia, Philippa Harrison, says this virtual travel experience aims to keep locals inspired to travel domestically.
Getting Australians to start dreaming and planning of everything there is to see and do here and, you know, hopefully inspire them on some experiences and some places that they haven't considered in Australia before.
Ms. Harrison estimates the hit to tourism will cause a huge loss from the Australian economy.
This is the worst thing that has happened to Australian tourism ever. Before the pandemic, we suffered the worst bushfire season that we ever had. The industry was already reeling. It's now had almost a complete shutdown. Most businesses are currently in hibernation at the moment. We are anticipating that the impact is about $10 billion a month on the Australian economy as this goes on.
As Australia tightens its grip on the COVID-19 crisis, rural communities are hoping for a spike in tourism and brighter days ahead, brought on by super careful visitors once restrictions have been loosened. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.